800-516-77.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Get you going a little bit. Gotta credit Big Ed. He always pulls out some great songs. You remember Fontella Bass? The one-hit wonder, Rescue Me? That's a great song, though. Good morning. Welcome to Freedom Works. The Paul Molloy Show. Rescue us, if you would, by listening. I am Paul Molloy, and along with my partner, my co-host, my buddy, Big Ed Davis. We thank you for being with us. We got a lot to talk about today. It's Wednesday, April 17th. In a few minutes, Christine McDaniel of the Mercatus Center will be here. We're going to talk about a waning interest in electric vehicles and how it has led Tesla to lay off 10% of its workforce. So you can see the effect of this non-interest across the country. So we'll be talking with her in just a few minutes. And as jury selection continues in the hush money trial of Donald Trump, the DA there moves to hold the Donald in contempt. Do you think they're going to toss him into jail? Wouldn't that be something if a former president was tossed into jail? Does the Secret Service go into the jail with him? I think they do. Anyway, we'll talk about that. And suppose the House impeached somebody, marched it over to the Senate, and nobody seemed to care. House impeachment of Homeland Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas yesterday amidst everything else going on. We're going to talk about, is it going to make any difference? So stay tuned for that as well. And speaking of layoffs at Tesla, we are going to give you the ultimate top 10 best-selling electric vehicles of 2023 towards the end of the show. By the way, Freedom Works, we are sponsored by Andrew's Master Barbershop for the best haircut in Tampa Bay. And I've been around here for a while. I'm telling you, you march right over to Dunedin, go down to Overcash Drive, just off State Road 580, just north of State Road 580, into the Overcash Plaza. Andrew's Master Barbershop, best haircut, best price, great ambiance. Call for your appointment, 727-733-3773. And Arbor Life Tree Service, if you have any need of tree work, I don't care if you want to plant trees, uproot trees, stump grind, enhance the trees you have, whether it's on your personal property, a business location, Arbor Life Tree Service is Tampa Bay's premier tree service company. Call for a free estimate, 727-330-1999. So, Ed, I'm watching the march over yesterday. I guess it was in the afternoon. I'm trying to remember even when it happened. The House, handful of House members, marched across. They go underneath the, it's a basement connection in the Capitol building from one body to the other, and the House moved over to the Senate, delivering two articles of impeachment against Department of Homeland Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. They tried to find Chuck Schumer over there in the Senate. He was hiding, so apparently they wandered in, and the Senate stopped, And the sergeant at arms brought the House members in, and the articles were delivered. So it begs the question of whether or not they're even going to hold an impeachment trial.
No.
And whether or not they're going to get anywhere with this impeachment. And I think you're right. Looks like Schumer has got a little trick up his sleeve. He's going to table these articles of impeachment. Now, if he tables the articles of impeachment, the Republican members of the Senate can actually, if they stay together, they can stop any kind of legislation from being passed in the Senate with a series of maneuvers, which would make the Democrats and Schumer look bad. And they could hold up any legislation until Schumer untables the articles and has them brought to the floor of the Senate where a trial indeed would be held. So it's going to be a little bit melodramatic, I guess. Now, with custody of the articles, Schumer has urged all senators to be present during the week as they will be sworn in as jurors, apparently. But once they're sworn in, it is unclear whether this thing's going to go any further. And, of course, Schumer's got all kinds of tricks. Now, when Nancy Pelosi, remember when she marched the impeachment articles against Donald Trump over there? The Republicans and the full Senate went ahead with the impeachment trial. Why is this one, where it's obvious that we have completely ignored what's the horrible situation at the border with Mayorkas in charge, why would they not feel that this is equally, if not more, important?
Well, I guarantee you they don't have the $14,000 ballpoint pens for this that Nancy Pelosi ordered for Trump.
That's right.
Twice.
No ballpoint pen. Maybe that's it. Schumer wants a ballpoint pen. There you go. Now, go back, get the ballpoint pens.
You just said something. You said
have a picture of Trump on them.
It'll make the Democrats look bad. You know how you make the Democrats look bad? Just let them keep doing what they're doing. This is a waste of time. It's a waste of money. Put your efforts into getting Donald Trump out of that kangaroo court system somehow. It just, I'm so disgusted these days. I can't even turn the news on.
And it's so depressing.
It's this story. It's the one breaking this morning that the Denver police are going to defund their own police department $8.5 million so they can pay for immigrants.
Yeah, that's another crazy story. This country has been turned on its head. You're right.
I don't know what the hell is going on.
Yeah.
We've got our flags being burned on our streets. You know, back to Denver, if they want to cut money, why cut it from the police? Isn't that a slap in the face?
Of course
it is. How about
the
people in Denver Congress and stuff? How about they all take a pay cut?
I guess
let's see how much they want to defund anybody.
I guess the Democratic Party in Denver and some of these other cities want the Republicans to take over, because eventually, even if you are a Democrat and you live in the city and you don't have a police force, you're going to go, what is going on here? I'm completely, I'm afraid to go out of my house. I just don't understand why these people do the kinds of things that they're doing. But you're right about that. Meantime, like you said, and we're going to be talking about this a little later in the show, Alvin Bragg, our buddy who is the Manhattan District Attorney, has filed a motion to hold Trump in contempt of court, claiming that he's talking too much. He violated his gag order that has been imposed upon him. And he wants the judge to consider sentencing Trump to some jail time. I wonder where that's going to go. That would really look nice, forcing the former president of the United States into a Manhattan County jail.
Is it normal to have the defendant there for jury selection?
Yes.
It is?
Yes. In fact, I think it's required.
Okay.
Yes. Yes, he's supposed to be there because he is supposed to have a say in who is...
That's what lawyers were for.
Well, you're right, of course. And you only have so many... Cancellations, or whatever the word is, you know, they got a whole pool of people waiting.
But when he comes out, you know, in front of the courthouse and says, "I should be out campaigning here, I should be out campaigning there," that's exactly what they want. If they can't convict him of anything, take him off the campaign trail and put Joe out there slopping and slurring all his words and food spitting out of his mouth, trying to get his point across.
That's it. You got it. But see, you're being too practical, Ed. But that is what's going on. Anyway, let's do this. We're going to take our break, change subjects a little bit. When we come back, Christine McDaniel of the Mercatus Center is going to join us. We're going to talk about how a waning interest in electric vehicles has led Tesla to lay off 10% of its workforce.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
You know, years ago, I used to go to one of those haircutting chains. I never got the same person twice, and the price was a moving target. I've been going to Andrew's Master Barbershop in Dunedin now for over 8 years. I've never been disappointed, and I get a great price. Andrew's Master Barbershop, it's not a chain. They've been cutting men's hair in Dunedin for close to 40 years. So give them a try, men. You won't be disappointed. Andrew's Master Barbershop on Overcash Drive, just north of 580 Main Street in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. They're open Tuesday through Saturday, so call for your appointment, 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773. Andrew's Master Barbershop.
Arbor Life Tree Service is Tampa Bay's finest tree service company. From trimming, pruning, fertilizing, and insect control to grinding and removal, you get an experienced, ISA certified, and veteran owned firm that can do any tree job, large or small. With our fully equipped fleet and trained crew members, we care for trees of all sizes, whether you're government, contractor, business, or homeowner. Don't trust just anyone with a chainsaw. Call Arbor Life Tree Service at 727-330-1999 for a quick and free estimate. That's 727-330-1999. Arbor Life Tree Service. They go out on a limb for you.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, we are back on a Wednesday. Delighted to have Christine McDaniel join us. She is a senior research fellow at the Great Mercatus Center. She's also a former deputy assistant secretary at the Treasury Department and a senior trade economist in the White House Council of Economic Advisors. And she's joining us to talk about this layoff at Tesla of about 10% of their workforce. Christine, welcome to Freedom Works.
Thank you, Paul. Nice to be here.
It's our pleasure. So, and we have been talking about this, Christine, on the show over these past several weeks, about the waning, I would call it the waning interest in electric vehicles. Now, the Tesla, of course, is one of the most popular, but here's Elon Musk, the CEO of Tesla, announcing they're going to be laying off 10% of the people there. What's going on?
Well, Paul, so a few things. First of all, you know, it's a very dynamic, changing market, right? So Tesla definitely had the first mover advantage. They had the access to, I mean, first of all, the technological advantage. Elon Musk is a huge risk taker. This kind of move that he did years ago definitely takes a huge risk taker.
Yeah.
He also secured access to scarce resources, you know, the critical minerals, and he built a real early base of customers. Now, you know, the market is getting moving, getting a little more, a little less early days, a little more developed. And, you know, it's when there's a new technology, there's some people who will want to jump at it. There's some people who will be willing to take a risk, and they have the money to do it. But to get to that next layer, there's a huge chasm, you know, to get to the next big chunk of customers. Those are the pragmatic customers. And in the U.S. at least, that customer base is just not ready to make the jump yet. So, you know, Tesla is seeing a slowing, consumer demand. And a few other competitors have come in the market. And China, BYD, they can build one of these EVs for $15,000 to $20,000 retail sale. So Elon Musk has sounds like he's got his eye on the next big technological advantage in moving people, which is going to be like autonomous vehicles, I guess.
Indeed. And like you say, about 84% of the marketplace not ready yet to buy an electric vehicle. And those that took the risk have a little bit of extra coin, I suspect. In fact, we know some people here. And they're quite frankly, they're well off, and they've got an electric vehicle, and I think they do like them, if they can ever find a place to charge up the vehicle. But I guess overall, it sounds like our country is not quite ready. Maybe it's the price. What would you attribute it? Is it the price of the vehicle, or are they concerned these vehicles do not function as well as gas-powered vehicles?
Well, some part of it is the price, but, you know, Americans are not afraid to spend a lot of money on cars. I mean, just go out and look at the average price of a car. It's really, at this point, the next bunch of consumers that need to jump on this bandwagon if it's going to take off, those are the people who will buy an electric vehicle if it makes their life better and they can afford it, right? And right now, they look at this like, well, does this really make my life better? They're not sure they can get the charge they need, when they need it, where they need it. They're not sure if, what happens if the battery breaks down. They're very expensive to replace. So there's just a lot of question marks around the pragmatic side of this. And then on top of that, why spend all this extra money if it's not really a sure bet that it's really going to make your life that better?
Indeed. We're talking with Christine McDaniel. She is a senior research fellow at the Mercatus Center. And we're talking about this layoff at Tesla. 10% of the workforce by CEO Elon Musk. You mentioned, Christine, that China is able to produce electric vehicles for under $20,000. Now, if China can do that, is there a chance that we're able to do that relatively soon?
Well, automakers in the U.S. can produce an electric vehicle, but they can't do it for under $20,000. China has been, for years, they have been focusing on building out the supply chains for these critical minerals. They really have a lock hold on the battery market, and battery production, access to critical minerals, and the U.S. and others. I mean, we're just not there yet. It's going to take time, and, it could happen, but it's just not happening right now. And, Elon Musk, he's a big risk taker. He's made a splash here. It looks like he's going to go on to the next big thing.
Sure. We have talked also on the show about the fact that supposedly, electric vehicles are going to be good for the environment, but then you think about what goes into the batteries that have to be created for these vehicles. And in the long run, I guess there's a question of whether or not, are you really going to get a cleaner, greener environment with electric vehicles, at least at this point? It seems like there's some question about that.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. When I looked at this, was it last year or so, costing out the Inflationary Reduction Act, all those subsidies and tax credits, investment credits for battery producers in the U.S., I did come across this literature by these, and there's a whole literature on looking at from beginning to end the emissions, and it turns out that for an EV, they're not cleaner until you drive them, a few tens of thousands of miles, right? And then by that time, they might need a new battery, and those batteries are very dirty. They're dirty to the minerals are dirty to get out of the ground. They're dirty to process and refine. It's not a very pretty industry right now. It could get cleaner in the future, and I'm sure that's the current administration's goals. But right now, it's not a very clean industry, you know, so they're they've got a lot of things to figure out if they're going to really kind of go down this road.
You know what would scare me about it? Even if I had the money, I don't know that I would buy one, even if I loved driving it, because I'd be afraid that I'd be somewhere with my vehicle and I need to get charge the vehicle, and I'm having this nightmare that I can't find a place, and even if I find a place, it's going to take me about 4 hours to get the battery charged. That would scare me away from wanting to buy one. You know, I want to go to the gas pump, and I'll spend 10 minutes, you know, and swipe my credit card and go home.
Well, that's just it, and you know, and most people that have an electric vehicle, they have a second car that's a gas-powered car, right? So these work very well for households that, you know, have a gas-powered car and, you know, where they can use reliably to get to long distances if they need to. But, you know, the electric vehicle is nice if you have your own charging station in your own garage and you can just use it to, you know, get to work, which might be just, you know, 10, 15 miles down the road.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Christine McDaniel, who has been good enough to lend some of her time to us, and we've been talking about these layoffs at Tesla. But I, because of your pedigree, Christine, I want to ask you about the Fed, if I might, and whether or not you think they might lower interest rates between now and November. We've got this continuing inflation. It looks like they're kind of afraid to touch interest rates, and if they lower them, it might lead to higher. Do you have any thoughts on what the Fed might or should do?
Well, so, you know, a long time ago, a statistics professor told me, don't ever do forecasting unless, you know, you're getting paid millions of dollars. Half the time you're going to be wrong.
Yes,
I have no idea what they're going to do. But right now, it does not look like they can lower interest rates. I mean, they have Powell has been very clear that the Fed is committed to a 2% inflation rate. And despite all these other calls to be okay with something between 2 and 3%, he is committed to 2%, which, you know, I think is a really good thing for the U.S. economy, for the U.S. standard of living, and for American prosperity. You know, we need that stability in the dollar, both here and abroad. But and you know, look, I mean, just so many of these policies have just been inflationary over the years, and this inflation has creeped into not only goods and services but also wages, and it's not going back down as quickly as some have hoped, and it's been kind of sticky, it's hanging around, and you know, it's like all these little paper cuts, you know.
Yeah.
The student loan forgiveness, you know, more subsidies here, more tax credits here, you know, more tariffs over there. They're all inflationary. When you add these up, it is inflationary pressure on prices for consumers and businesses, and you know, it's sticking around. So it's just not right now. I mean, they're not comfortable with apparently, you know, with lowering the interest rate because they're still not at their 2% goal.
Yeah. So you don't think any political pressure on Jerome Powell, the Federal Reserve Chairman, to lower interest rates to get on the good side for a short period of time, perhaps, of the electorate, right?
You know, look, I don't know. He doesn't seem to be the kind of this environment for the Fed does not seem to be like that at all.
Yeah.
You know, it would be very disappointing because that would, you know, that would really hurt.
In other words, you think he's more apolitical and that he is looking to do something in the best interests of the country?
Yeah, look, I do. I've seen him speak in person. I mean, very straight shooter. Quiet guy, mm-hmm. Enormously intelligent, just down to earth, but a straight shooter, and he doesn't talk very much. But when he does talk, you know, he means what he says, and he says what he means. And he's been very clear that his goal is to, but the target is still 2%.
Gotcha, Christine McDaniel. Thank you so very much for your time, for coming on. Really, really appreciate it. The best to you, and I look forward to talking with you again down the road.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. All right. Christine McDaniel. Thank you so much, Christine. All right, we're going to take our break. And when we come back, we got so much going on. We're going to talk more about the hush money trial of Donald Trump. We got to talk a little bit about this NPR situation. They have suspended the editor who blew the whistle on their liberal bias. We're going to talk about that. Lots of other things. We'll be right back. Painted on jeans.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Men, you probably know my all-time favorite haircutter is Andrew's Master Barbershop in Dunedin. But let me tell you why. Andrew Ceresi has been cutting hair for over 50 years. His family-run shop has been in Dunedin for close to 40 years, and his two great associates, Candy and Christine, total 55 years of haircutting experience. That's why I guarantee a great haircut at Andrew's Master Barbershop. It's located on Overcash Drive, just north of 580 Main Street in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. They're open Tuesday through Saturday, so call for your appointment, men. 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773. Andrew's Master Barbershop.
Arbor Life Tree Service is Tampa Bay's finest tree service company. From trimming, pruning, fertilizing, and insect control to grinding and removal, you get an experienced ISA certified and veteran owned firm that can do any tree job, large or small. With our fully equipped fleet and trained crew members, we care for trees of all sizes, whether you're government, contractor, business, or homeowner. Don't trust just anyone with a chainsaw. Call Arbor Life Tree Service at 727-330-1999 for a quick and free estimate. That's 727-330-1999. Arbor Life Tree Service. They go out on a limb for you.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Back, Freedom Works. It's Wednesday, and we really appreciate you listening to us. Thank you so very much. So, here was a note sent over to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Israel from his buddy, the president of Iran. I shouldn't be making a joke out of this, because Iran's president has vowed to completely destroy Israel should it proceed with even the, quote, tiniest invasion of its country. Ebrahim Raisi is the name of Iran's president, and he spoke today at an army parade. He warned Israel of a massive and harsh response as the country braces for retaliation for their strike with drones and missiles the other day. You know, Iran launched hundreds of missiles and drones on Saturday. And that was in response to Israel's apparent strike at the Iran embassy in Syria that killed 12 people. So back and forth they go. Now, Raisi said that the attack that they launched on Saturday from Iran was limited. But if Iran was provoked, watch out. So there you go. Getting very, 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 very scary over there. Here's something else that I know that you'll be interested in. The Biden administration has canceled a plan to buy up to 3 million barrels of oil as part of its effort to refill our strategic petroleum reserve.
Can't afford it.
Cannot afford it. The reserve, which Congress established for emergencies, it now contains about 360 million barrels of oil. That is a 43% decline from when Biden took office. Remember, he started pulling that oil out of our reserves to try and lower the prices.
Well, 2 cents a gallon.
There you go. And now it's at a point where it would be so expensive to buy.
Now, remember this, folks. We can't afford to pay for oil to replenish our reserves in case of emergency. But we do have enough money to follow those salmon that are swimming upstream.
Yes.
The $14 billion that we paid. And we can afford to put gift cards in the hands of illegal aliens.
Got
and make sure they're
housed
with blankets and oatmeal in their tummies. And yeah, yes,
just a question of priorities. It's just a question of priority. And We have the Master Barber joining us. Andrew, the Master Barber. Andrew, there's so much going on. Do you want to talk about the impeachment of Mayorkas? Do you want to talk about the hush money trial?
Talking about the impeachment of Mayorkas is a waste of time because there's nothing going to happen there.
That's what we were saying a little earlier.
Okay. Yeah. That's ridiculous. They should be spending their time helping Trump get out of these court cases that they're dealing with. I understand the Republicans, to be honest with you.
So,
I mean, there's something they can do, and they're not doing nothing.
So here's your favorite DA, Alvin Bragg in New York City. And he filed a motion to hold Trump in contempt of court. He doesn't want Trump to say anything. You know, Donald's going to say what he wants. And I noticed that when he gets out of the court, you know, and he comes over to a microphone, he just lambasts everybody involved in this hush money trial. And I think most people listen are nodding their heads. They're saying, you go, guy.
That's Paul, I agree with him 100%. You know what? Tell him to put him in jail. I think that'd be the best thing that could happen. Because I'll tell you what, buddy. That will get him more publicity than you could ever imagine, and everybody's going to say, look at this dummy case this is. You know, Bragg is just showing how stupid he really is. I'm surprised that the black people aren't coming down on these black people who have finally made it to something of themselves.
You know, in New York City, bridges are being blocked by people that are burning our flag.
That's right.
And streets in downtown in Manhattan are being blocked by people who are burning our flag and shouting death to America. Yet we've got to make sure that that guy who supposedly paid hush money to a hooker.
Let me ask you one question.
He is kept in the courtroom at all times.
Let me ask you one question. If they were doing that in another country, what do you think would have happened to him?
There would be a quick and final.
They'd be shot.
Execution.
Back in the
That's
day.
Right.
Back in the day.
And, you know what? That's what they need to do here. Now you got the president. You know, Paul, you've heard the term all is fair in love is in war, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's a fact of life. When they're sitting there saying, oh, well, you can't do this and innocent this, that's war. Let me tell you something. My brother was right the other day when he said Israel should turn Iran into a freaking parking lot. These people have been doing nothing but causing problems for 5,000 years, okay, that we know of. From biblical times on, the Arabs. Enough is enough. You can't live in this country properly. Throw them out of here. Send them back where they were or shoot them.
Okay, well, on that point, Andrew, the Master Barber, if you were Benjamin Netanyahu, the Prime Minister of Israel, how are you going to proceed at this point? Will you launch missiles directly into Iran?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And,
no question. And I wouldn't worry about China or Russia.
That's
either.
What I'm going to ask China, you. Consequences.
China's not going to do nothing because we're their economy,
would,
number one.
You know what? I would stall for another 7 months or however many months are left until Biden is out of office. Then I would do it. Because mm-hmm. then you know you've got Trump on your back.
That might be a good point.
Wait.
Because Biden has already announced he's not going to back retaliation by Israel.
You know what? There's a saying that silence is deafening. Say nothing. Say nothing to the whole effect and let it go. Let it steamroll for months and months and months. They're constantly looking over their shoulder, wondering when it's going to come.
I told you what I would do. I told you about my piglet the other day, buddy.
You did.
I would send a million piglets with parachutes and the C-5A galaxies all over the Middle East, buddy. Okay? Oh, but you can't do that because it's cruel to them. Who cares? I'm tired of their crap. I'm tired of them coming to this country wearing their Arab garb with their Palestinian flags, burning the American flag. They got to go.
Yeah.
Enough.
Yeah, I think there are so many people that feel the same way you do, Andrew, that we're just sitting here and getting, you know, here, hit me on the other side of my face, you know, hit me again. I mean, we got these people wandering down the street, death to America?
And did you
allow that
Did
now?
You see Fox sent a reporter coming out, I think it was out of Congress, that they were asking people like AOC and other ones like that, do you denounce this death to America and all that stuff? And they wouldn't say a word.
Yeah.
They need to go, too. I'm sorry. You know what? Obama saw what's her name in Dearborn, Michigan, got elected because he put 90,000 Somalians there, okay, years ago. Mm-hmm. That was Obama's gig. That's how these people are getting in. He made sure he planted these people. They should not even be allowed to be in our government. We've been infiltrated by a Trojan horse.
Yeah.
Period.
Hey, I want to get your take, Andrew, the Master Barber, on... did you hear this story about National Public Radio and this editor that came out and just talked truthful about how one-sided the entire network was? Then they suspended him.
Yeah, well, that happens all the time.
They suspended him for a week without pay, 5-day suspension without pay, began on Friday. So, one of my favorite senators, Marsha Blackburn of Tennessee, may sponsor legislation that would cut NPR's federal funding. I don't know why NPR or PBS is getting any taxpayer money to begin with. Can anybody explain to me, if the federal government can fund radio and TV networks, what should it not fund?
I mean, no, that's one thing they shouldn't fund right there, Paul.
Exactly.
You know, public television used to be run on donations alone.
Exactly.
They used to have telethons to raise money.
Exactly.
But the reason the federal government got involved because of Democrats. We can get them on our side. We finance them. They're going to preach what we want them to preach.
And that's exactly what they're doing.
Okay?
Yep.
They need to go, listen, the American people need to revolt. We can't be as complacent as we've been. I was just telling Ed, we need to have a 50-million man march on New York City. Okay?
Uh-huh.
We need to start sticking together and doing something here instead of rolling over and playing dead.
I was talking last night with somebody that echoed what you are saying right now. It's over at our little sports bar. And he came out and he was saying some of these things. And I'm feeling the anger and frustration of people that are ready to do something other than just talk about it.
Well, I was just telling Andrew before we went on that if Trump cannot get out to these cities to campaign, what's wrong with the cities campaigning for him?
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong with a boat parade around here? It's about that time.
We need to do a lot of things, but you know, Ed, it's hard to pull it together. How do we do it?
Yeah.
Who's got the money to be able to finance putting this together?
Yeah. Well, you know that, speaking about how do we do it, our buddy, the Greek guy, whose name escapes me right now, financed those demonstrations.
Soros?
Soros. Mm. George Soros. Did you know that all of those demonstrations on the coasts?
Did you see the website?
And also at the Brooklyn Bridge. I mean, these were all, this is not a coincidence.
There's a website on where to go, how to get paid to be there.
We're allowed, and then we just, it seemed like in San Francisco, I was watching, they had a helicopter, beaming down a camera, and you could see, if I were the police in San Francisco, and they've completely blocked the Golden Gate Bridge trap, I would have thought twice about throwing those guys over the
railing.
Well,
let me tell you something. If that would happen to me, and I'm not joking, if that would happen to me and I was going across a bridge like that, I swear to God I'd run them over.
Oh, God.
I'm at that point, and I swear to God I wouldn't care. Put me in jail. I'll be a martyr for my country.
What happened to the good old water cannons?
They can't use nothing on these people.
I know.
I'll tell you what we could do. I know we can get enough money together to buy enough piglets to let them all loose in Dearborn, Michigan, and watch them go crazy. I know we could do that one.
What's that saying? Life is tough. Get a helmet.
Let me ask you, Paul, why you keep using the piglets. Because of pork and because of...
The pig is the devil to them.
Okay, all right. That's what I thought.
All right, let's bring the devil to them.
Okay.
All right, let's make them go crazy. But on the other thing, I got to tell you something. You were talking about these EVs and why... The fact is, the EVs are the ugliest cars I have ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
They're ugly.
Are they?
Look at the front headlights on them. They look like little neon circles in the front, and they got ugly tail. They're the ugliest cars you could ever make. Look at what they did to the Mustang. It's an electric car. They made it look like a piece of crap going down the road.
But people don't realize when you go to charge it, you're charging it with a fossil fuel.
That's right.
Yeah,
all
that's
the coal train.
Fossil fuel runs the electricity.
Exactly right. All of that stuff out of the ground, and yet they're claiming that somehow what we're doing is going to be cleaner for the environment? I don't think so.
Another thing I got to complain about. How stupid are these steel workers' unions in Pennsylvania backing Joe Biden? the steel industry in Pennsylvania is for sale right now, and it's either a Chinese or Japanese company ready to buy it.
That is true.
And these morons are backing Joe Biden? How stupid are these people?
Well, it's unions. Are the rank and file backing?
Yes.
Okay, that is stupid. I thought, like,
that's the problem. It's the old school.
Well, I've come to the conclusion of one thing. John Fetterman has got more intelligence than the average person in Pennsylvania, if that tells you anything.
You know, that's an interesting point. You know, John Fetterman is starting to make a lot of sense. All of a sudden, he seems to have gotten out of that problem he had.
He couldn't put a sentence together. Now, did he get kicked by a mule and now he's back to normal?
He sounds very normal. Maybe that was it.
It's amazing. And hey, wait till they see what's going to happen with the gas prices with all this stuff in Iran. I think Israel should just get out of the way and take all their oil.
I think it just went. I think gas is around 370 here now again.
And it's still hovering right around 360 something. I keep
368
looking
or 369. Yeah. It's kind of a scary scenario.
It's going to get better, believe me.
Oh my God!
Hey, did you see that McDonald's came out with a new hamburger?
Really?
Yeah, they called it the McBiden burger, and the person behind you has to pay for it.
And then the next person says, no, it's the guy behind me that's paying for the Biden burger. And they just...
It's disgusting. Let me tell you something. We got the Trojan horse in this country, and the American people are over playing dead. It's disgusting. You got Donald Trump in New York going through a bullcrap court hearing to try and keep him off the can. They are so afraid of him, it's unreasonable. And the reason they're afraid of him is because he's going to tear them down and show how corrupt they are. They're all afraid they're going to go to jail.
You know, Andrew, you got to stop pulling your punches.
Yeah.
Hey, I love you. You just
I say it like I see it.
You do.
To me, anybody that votes for Biden, needs to go have a cognitive test. Believe me.
I love you. I'll be over. I'll be over after the show.
You got it, buddy.
All right. Thanks so much, Master Barber.
All right. I'll talk to you later.
Okay. There he goes. Yeah. You know, I love his passion. I mean, so many people feel like he does, you know?
You just don't know where it's going to end. I mean, it's just like I said, you know, last night I was just at the point where I can't watch TV without seeing something stupid on there. And then, you know, this morning, the first thing in the morning, I see that story about Denver.
Yeah.
And the stupid thing that they're doing.
Yeah, it's cutting off their nose to spite their face. That's no question about it.
How'd you like to be a member of that police department? It's not going to affect the public. What we're doing is we just can't afford to buy new chairs and desks.
Oh my goodness.
That's all.
Right. Anyway, we're going to take our final break. And when we come back, among other things, we're going to give you the top 10 best-selling electric vehicles. Were there any in 2023?
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Arbor Life Tree Service is Tampa Bay's finest tree service company. From trimming, pruning, fertilizing, and insect control to grinding and removal, you get an experienced ISA certified and veteran owned firm that can do any tree job, large or small. With our fully equipped fleet and trained crew members, we care for trees of all sizes, whether you're government, contractor, business, or homeowner. Don't trust just anyone with a chainsaw. Call Arbor Life Tree Service at 727-330-1999 for a quick and free estimate. That's 727-330-1999. Arbor Life Tree Service. They go out on a limb for you.
You know, years ago, I used to go to one of those haircutting chains. I never got the same person twice, and the price was a moving target. I've been going to Andrew's Master Barbershop in Dunedin now for over 8 years. I've never been disappointed, and I get a great price. Andrew's Master Barbershop, it's not a chain. They've been cutting men's hair in Dunedin for close to 40 years. So give them a try, men. You won't be disappointed. Andrew's Master Barbershop on Overcash Drive, just north of 580 Main Street in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. They're open Tuesday through Saturday, so call for your appointment, 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773. Andrew's Master Barbershop.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, we're back for the final segment on a Wednesday of Freedom Works. We thank you so very much for listening. By the way, Freedom Works comes to you Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 10 to 11 a.m. Eastern Time on the Tantalk Radio Network. We always appreciate when you find the time. However, we know you can be busy that time of the day, and thanks to Big Ed, all of our programs are available to you at our website. All you've got to do is go to OurFreedomWorks.com. That's O-U-R, OurFreedomWorks.com. Click on the podcast button at the top. Ed's got all of our shows. Most recent show is right at the front, and Ed puts in there who the guest is on the show and the topic with the guest, and he also gives you the top 10. So you got it all, and you can listen at your leisure. OurFreedomWorks.com. So, Ed, before we get to our top 10, which coincidentally has to do with electric vehicles, Caitlin Clark got... I was looking at the salary she's getting.
Yeah.
And I wanted to talk to you about that, because here is the greatest... possibly greatest female basketball player, at least potentially,
yep,
and certainly in college basketball. And I guess that's a lot of money for us, but for her, she's got a contract for 4 years for $338,000. If it had been a male basketball player coming out of college, the top pick, I think it would be a little bit more, correct?
Are you sure you read that right?
Let me say it again. Sarah Barstool Sports cited numbers from SportTrack, which indicated Clark's contract is worth about $338,000 over 4 years, and she will make just over $76,500 in her first year with the Indianapolis Fever.
Hmm.
That surprised me, because I would think they were going to give her a bonanza. Now she's going to make money with
commercials.
She's
going to make more off the field than,
off the court. Oh my God. She already is, I'm sure. You know, she already is. She's probably got, I can imagine what she's going to get. But I thought that was rather low. But,
well,
go ahead.
Compared to the other ones around the league, I think it's right there in with the other ones.
Yeah. In fact, some of the longer performing players that are there, let's see, are getting a little bit more than she's getting right now. It says here, here's the Phoenix, is it Arike Ogunbowale? She's Kalia Copper and Jewel Lloyd. They all make nearly $242,000 per year.
Yeah.
I just thought that they would immediately give her something, you know, better than what they're going
to
pay.
Well, you have, you know, but anyway, then you're going to upset the pay scale.
Well, so I wanted to ask you, do you think that there should be a complaint about what's being paid to the WNBA players, and that they should get more, like a lot of...
No.
I don't either. That's what I was going to say.
No,
it's the market that determines what you're going to get paid.
You can only bring in what the gate brings in.
Right.
And more than that, you can only bring in what the networks give you. I mean, look at the NFL. Based on their salaries, their salary cap is based on what the networks are given. Really, not what the gate is bringing in, but the network.
So there should not be any government intervention.
No.
Okay, fair enough. Now, before we get to the top 10, one other thing. I was at the sports bar last night, and I saw a great comeback by the Tampa Bay Rays. I think in the ninth inning, they tied the game, and then they went about three or four more innings, and they ended up winning that game. That was a real thriller.
Yeah, well, the scratching and claw to stay above 500 to beat below 500 teams. So I'm not real excited about it. No, not at all.
Okay. All right.
In fact, I think this is probably going to be about the best you're going to get.
Oh, you're not very excited about their ability
this year? I think they'll be over 500, but don't be looking for playoffs.
Really?
Yeah.
We just don't have the talent there right now.
Our pitching, Paul, we lost our best pitcher last year. It takes almost 3 years to get a guy back from that.
Got it.
Because the whole year is spent rehabbing. And the next year is more rehab and light assignments. And then you can come back, hopefully.
Well, are you saying that our pitchers are injured or we sold
them? Yes. No. A lot of our good ones are injured. Yeah.
Okay.
And all Tommy Johns.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. All right, my friend. Time for our top 10. This is from Electrek. Is the name of this website, and they have produced the top 10 best-selling EVs, electric vehicles, in the year 2023. Without further ado, here we go, number 10. Number 10 is the BMW 14. The total sales, listen to this, Ed, is 22,583 vehicles in 2023. Number 9. Speaking of Tesla, who's laying off 10% of its workforce, the Tesla Model X is ninth. They sold 23,015 vehicles in 2023. Number 8, the Ford F-150 Lightning. Now, that would be a truck, right?
The one that they quit making.
Oh, they quit making it.
Yes.
Well, before they quit making it, last year they sold 24,165 of them.
That was supposed to be like quadruple the size.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Remember, Ford said, no, can't keep up with
it. It's not worth it. All right. Got it. Number 7. I have no idea what this is. The Rivian, R-I-V-I-A-N, R-15. Have you ever heard of that?
No.
They sold 24,783. Number 6, Hyundai.
Mm-hmm.
It's the IONIQ. Maybe it's pronounced Ionic. Ionic 5. Mm-hmm. 33,918 vehicles. All right. Number 5, you know, the Volkswagen, once they got away from the Beetle, seems like nothing that they've made has been that, I don't know, exciting? Am I wrong, or do you think? Anyway, it's the Volkswagen ID.4, and they sold 37,789 ID.4s. Mm. Okay. Number 4. Hey, the Andrew alluded to this one. Number 4 is the Ford Mustang Mach-E. Remember what he said? It looks terrible.
Yeah.
40,771 vehicles were sold last year. All right, number 3. Well, I knew this one would be in there. And I actually even kind of know what it looks like. It's the Chevy Bolt
EV.
Yeah. 62,045. Now, that one is probably one of the least expensive vehicles on the road for an EV, I would guess. All right, number 2. Well, speaking of Tesla, number 2 is the Tesla Model 3. Tesla Model 3. Now, I just told you how many vehicles Chevy Bolt sold, 62,000 plus. The Tesla Model 3, 220,910. Wow, there's quite a difference right there. All right, Ed, you want to guess?
Yep. I'm going to go with the good old golf cart.
The golf cart. Can you get on I-75 with a good old golf cart?
A lot of them are on the streets these days.
Now that you're right about that. Yeah, I see them. You're right. No, it's the Tesla Model Y.
Yeah, for your Tesla.
Tesla Model Y. Now, the Tesla Model 3 was second with 221,000. The Model Y, 394,497 vehicles sold. But in spite of that, Elon is still laying off a part of his workforce at Tesla. All right. Thank you so very much for listening. We will be back again on Friday. Drive carefully out there. And remember, freedom works.
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
Listen.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. Two Senate hearings on Boeing amid new air safety concerns. A whistleblower testifies soon. Experts are weighing in now.
It is clear that the commitment to change, the level of change and the pace of change at Boeing is not commensurate with the events that created the need for all this change in the first place, namely the two fatal crashes of two brand new airplanes 5 years ago.
Javier DeLuis from MIT, his sister was killed in one of those crashes. The FAA issued a ground stop advisory this morning for Alaska Airlines, not clear why. They're cleaning up storm damage in four states that were hit with tornadoes last night. Shane Boston.